Welcome to the Friday, February the 10th episode of Briefings with Butts. This is our 22nd episode of the 2022-2023 school year. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, Superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. We hope this weekly podcast is a way for staff to stay informed, connected, and most importantly, celebrated. First, I'd like to congratulate this week's trivia winner, Shelby Fleener, teacher at Maplewood Elementary School. Congratulations to Ms. Fleener. She wins a Jeans Day for herself and for her team. Remember to answer our weekly trivia question if you want to be considered for the weekly trivia winner and a Jeans Day for yourself and your team. Let's go ahead and jump right in. Our Ben Davis girls basketball team are sectional champs. Congratulations on their sectional win. It is their 28th time as sectional champions and the 24th win for Coach Stan Benj this season. Congratulations to our girls and to Coach Benj. They are moving on to the Sweet 16 and will face off against Mount Vernon, the Marauders of Mount Vernon, this upcoming Saturday, tomorrow. So make sure to keep an eye. If you can't make it to the game, watch WBDG's Twitter or listen to their broadcast so that you can stay tuned and cheer on our Ben Davis ladies basketball team. This past Thursday, the board had a chance to visit Roby Elementary School. It was great to hear from staff and students about the amazing things happening for the Roby Rockets, and we look forward to hearing more about their successes as the school year continues. We'd also like to say a very special thank you to everyone who is just happening to express interest in our energy project, our energy management projects. It has become extremely visible as we've had more individuals who have been participating in professional development and meetings here at the MSD of Wayne Township Education Center. Just one of many projects happening across the district, but this one is a very visible project with the solar arrays in the parking lot. Those solar arrays will net zero the electric bill for the education center for life. And so that's one of the opportunities that we've had to really reduce our dependence upon utilities and the utility rates across the district. Matter of fact, with all of our projects, some of which can't be seen, they're in boiler rooms, they're variable drives, and they're updated boilers and chillers and LED lighting that we've seen across the district, making sure to manage set points for our heating and cooling. All of these efforts, including solar arrays that we have now at many buildings across the district and are getting ready to install at the new transportation center that will open in 2025, we are currently offsetting our utility bills by $1.5 million. That's right, $1.5 million that otherwise would be going to our utility companies is now able to be pushed into our classrooms and for other expenses that we have and not to the utility companies. In fact, while this sounds a bit counterintuitive, as our utility rates go up, so do our savings. So we look forward to future energy management projects, and the board will be receiving our next round here in the next several weeks to consider for more energy management projects in the MSD of Wayne Township. We continue to celebrate Black History Month. I want to take a moment to thank everyone who has contributed to our Voices of Black Educators video series and our I Am Black History social media campaign. Make sure to check out our website for our district equity team as well as our social media, as those are posted each and every day. Also, a huge shout out to all of our school counselors across the district. This week was National School Counseling Week. We want to say a very special thank you to our amazing school counselors for all that they do to support our students, our staff, and our families. They are critical to our success, and they do such an amazing job ensuring that students have all of the resources necessary so that they can be successful. So, thanks to our school counselors, and we had fun celebrating you during National School Counseling Week. Well, each week we are excited to bring on special guests, and this week is no exception. I am extremely excited for this week's guest, Mrs. Angela Barnes, who happens to serve as a teacher at the Ben Davis Ninth Grade Center and recently published a book of poetry titled Tiger Out of Cage. Welcome, Mrs. Barnes.
Hello, Dr. Butts. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited. This is great.
Well, I am too, because I have followed you and your poetry on social media for many, many years, and now you actually have put your poetry into a book. But before we talk about that book, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I grew up here in Indianapolis on the west side, so northwest side. So I've been in on this part of town my whole life, basically. I'm happily married. I have a daughter. She's a student at IU Bloomington. And I don't know, I think I live a pretty boring life, but that's about it. I teach and I have some community things that I like to do and team things. I'm a rower on Indianapolis Rowing Center, so I row competitively. And yeah, so that's me.
Well, you and I didn't talk about this ahead of time, but you mentioned it, so I want to talk about it a little bit. Eagle Creek is a favorite place for my wife and I to go to hike the trails, to take our dogs on runs, especially around the paved areas. And that's an area where you go to row. So talk to us a little bit about what that is. I mean, people think rowing, they think about a canoe, right? You go out to get a canoe and you're paddling around, but you're actually on crew and you're doing rowing much different than just going out and taking a canoe into a pond or a river.
That is correct. So I've been rowing competitively for a little over 10 years now. Wow. I row with the Indianapolis Rowing Center. I'm what's considered a master's rower. So I travel, I compete, and it's a lot of fun. I find a lot of joy in being on the water, especially at Eagle Creek, because that's our home water. That's where we row the most. So usually about three times a week when the weather's not freezing like it is right now.
Right.
I'm out on the water. I'm out there.
Well, and certain times of the year, you can see a lot of rowers out there, especially when they have the Big Ten Championship each and every year. Lots of rowers, lots of buses, big buses out there, and lots of people really enjoying that space. I know that we have other staff, too, that enjoy Eagle Creek for many reasons, even being out on the water with their own kayaks and et cetera. But I do some rowing in my house. I've got a room where I have a stationary rower. How similar is that to do the stationary rowing and versus being out on the water in a boat?
That's a great question. I too have an ERG. We call it an ERG. It's a Concept 2 rowing machine that gives us different readings that help us know what rowing would be like on the water if we were rowing like we're doing right now. I think the biggest difference is balance. Mm-hmm. When you are rowing on an ERG, you don't have to worry about tipping your boat over. You don't have to worry about upsetting the set of the boat, like keeping the boat even in the water. You can be as sloppy as you want to be, basically, and not have it affect you taking a swim for the night.
Sounds like there's a lot of other skills involved than just the paddles and going back and forth with the row. So exciting. And before we move off of this, if somebody wants to get involved, what's their best way to do that?
Oh, another great question. So we have Learn to Row classes, actually, at Indianapolis Rowing Center. We are located at Eagle Creek Park. And so if you're interested to learn how to row, it's indyrowing.com. IndyRowing.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing that.
We'd love to see you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's talk about your book. It's a book of poetry, and as I mentioned, I've seen you on social media reading your poetry and sharing that, but now you put it into a book. Tell us about that.
So it was a lifetime dream of mine to actually do the poetry and have it in a book. My journey as a poet, you know, I've been writing my whole life, and then I started podcasting a couple of years ago. Just reading my poems, getting an audience, just putting it out there. That was a step for me. Then I did some performing here locally in town. And honestly, what was the snap, the light that came on? One of my fellow teachers here at the Ninth Grade Center, Mark Brown II, published his book of poetry. His book is called Poems from the Heart. And he did that in March of 2022. So I made it a goal to publish by the end of 2022. It was like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? Wasting my time. What am I afraid of? Let's go. And I actually published on December the 29th, 2022.
Barely made it.
I just made it.
Well, we know there's lots of different kinds of poetry. Do you have a favorite style that you like to write?
I think my favorite type of poem to write are odes. And odes are poems that are for honoring or recognizing someone or something. And I pretty much gravitate pretty heavily to the odes, but I have a variety of poems that I write.
You have a captive audience every single day that you get to work with in your classrooms and have for years. And the number of students that have had the pleasure to have you as a teacher going through your classroom and continue to keep up with you, I know are inspired. So what do you tell those individuals when, especially now that you're a published author, but what do you tell those individuals when they just think they may not know how to write poetry or they think they don't have that creative gene?
I would remind them that they do. You know, everyone has something to offer that's better than the reality. That's what writers do. I feel like that's what artisans do. We see things like, we see what everyone else sees. We just see it in a different way. We see it poetically. We're able to stretch our imaginations out to make everyday things poetic and artistic. Everyone has that innate ability, I think, to be able to do that. I think some just submit themselves to it. It's almost like you lean into that and allow yourself to do it without feeling silly. Because when you are being creative, it's not as real as it is if you perhaps took a photograph and just like there's a wheelbarrow. Like, yep, there's a wheelbarrow, but you could poetically talk about that same wheelbarrow.
What a great way to express yourself.
Thank you.
So I saw a recent post, I think it was at Ben Davis High School in Harvest, which of course is at Area 31, part of our culinary arts program, where we had an open mic night. Now, do students or open mic maybe afternoon? It may not have been a night, but do students use poetry at those types of events?
Yes, they do. I was not able to attend that event, but that's exactly what I do as an adult out in our community. I go to open mics, I sign up, and I read my poetry in front of an audience.
Mm. And I know we've seen utilized in several of our different functions some of the really powerful poetry that individuals use that truly makes a statement and impact. And I know our listeners are going to want to read more of your poems. So where can they find your book?
Right now, you can get my book on Amazon. Again, it's titled Tiger Out of the Cage. Or you can Google my name and find it that way, too. You can at Brick and Mortar at Indie Reads. So Indie Reads is a bookstore and an organization downtown in Fountain Square. And I'll actually be reading poems and some of my poems and signing my books tomorrow from 10:30 to 12 at Ujamaa Community Bookstore, which is located at 2424 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Street. So you can purchase a copy of my book there, too.
2424 Martin Luther King Jr. Street. Give us the name again.
Ujamaa.
And how's that spelled?
It's UJAMAA Community Bookstore.
I'm glad that I asked. So that is absolutely incredible. So make sure, and if you don't happen to be able to get there tomorrow to get your signed copy, I'm sure that you can stop by Mrs. Barnes' classroom at Ben Davis Ninth Grade Center to get her to sign your copy at Tiger Out of the Cage. That is absolutely awesome. Well, congratulations on that. We're so excited for you.
Thank you so much. This has been great. Yeah. I appreciate the support. I appreciate you listening to my podcast. That's pretty cool.
It is amazing. And I love when you post it on social media. I love when I see it pop up and I just can't help but clicking on the link. So when you're not writing poetry, when you're not teaching, and I'm also going to throw in not rowing because we've already talked about that. What else do you like to do?
I like to travel. That's something that's really fun for me. And I also really like doing community service with my sorority, Sigma Gamma Rho. We do a lot of that. And I like serving in my community. I live in Pike Township. And so I'm on the school board there. And I enjoy the work I do in my community as well.
So let's talk a little bit about that. It's kind of an interesting perspective. We happen, ironically, our school board president, Ramika Graham, who we featured on Briefings with Butts not too long ago, happens to be a principal in Pike Township and is a board member in Wayne. You happen to be a teacher in Wayne Township and a board member in Pike Township. I think you both started about the same way. Mrs. Graham was appointed to our board to fill in for Mike Morrow, who left and actually became a teacher in the MSD of Wayne, so she fulfilled his role. You had a similar situation where a board member left, opened up a spot, and were appointed to the MSD of Pike Township board. What inspired you to say, sure, I'd love to serve on the school board?
I really wanted to help. I really strongly believe in the power of public education. I just do. I think what we've created here in the United States is a wonderful thing that I feel is always under construction in a way. As our culture changes, as our population changes, we need to be able to move in those spaces the same way. And I wanted to help my community. I feel like having a person who has several years of experience in public education helps. I have something to add to the mix when it comes to making decisions about things that happen in the school district where I live in Pike Township.
Awesome. Be interested to know, in your experience now on the board, two things. One, what have you found to be the most surprising as a board member? So you get to sit on the other side of the board table and hear things and look at things in a different perspective. And what have you found to be the most rewarding thing as a board member?
Okay. I think one thing that surprised me is the amount of reading that I have to do to prepare. It is like being in grad school all over again, but it's not bad. That's not really a complaint. It's just a space of learning a lot of different things all at one time. And you're right, coming in midstream, you know, I had to pick up the pieces pretty quickly. And the onboarding was a nice experience too. It's just a lot to learn very quickly. However, I'm getting better at it, spacing it out, and I asked a million questions, so that helps me to make my reading and studying and analysis more efficient, just because I'm asking a lot of questions.
There's a lot there, isn't there?
There is so much.
What have you found to be the most rewarding?
I think the most rewarding is seeing all the wonderful things that happen in Pike. It's a totally different perspective than a community member. I was also a parent. My daughter graduated from Pike. It's different because you really get to see it all. And I love that. I love knowing what's going on at the different schools and all the wonderful things that people are doing. I think your podcast does a really nice job of letting community members know all the wonderful things that are happening in Wayne Township. It's just powerful. It's a powerful piece, and it just makes you glad. It makes you know that you're part of something that's good and special.
Well, we know that sometimes serving on a school board can be a thankless position. It certainly does not pay extremely well, just a couple of thousand dollars a year. But the time that is devoted is immeasurable. And just want to thank you on behalf of all public educators, especially those in Pike Township, for the service that you're providing to your community. And we know that it helps children, it helps staff, and it certainly helps the community. So thank you for taking on that role.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for highlighting it's something new. It's just been a really wonderful experience so far.
two other questions. These are questions we ask all of our guests, something a little bit outside of the other topics we've been talking about. But what is one thing that you wish people knew about you that they don't?
I would say that I am a foodie. I love food from all different countries. I can't, even if I can't pronounce it, I don't care. I'm tasting it. I love that. I love tasting food from different countries.
Well, and I would expect with the diversity that we have in the MSD of Wayne Township and the student body that you get to experience, you probably get a lot of recommendations and suggestions just from your students.
Yes, I do.
And maybe every now and then one of them will bring in something authentic from home that you can try.
Yeah, yes, I do.
Last question that we have for you today. What is your favorite place on earth?
My favorite place on earth is on the water.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's oceanic water, lake water, river water, reservoir water, I just like being on the water.
Given that our earth is made up of so much water, that is a good place to be. Today our guest is Mrs. Angela Barnes, Ben Davis Ninth Grade Center teacher, author of Tiger Out of the Cage, and MSD of Pike Township board member. Mrs. Barnes, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. This was fun.
Coming up, our school board visit to Chapel Glen will be Valentine's Day, February the 14th. Don't forget your special Valentine next Tuesday, February the 14th. Also, our Giant Spectacular gives our choir department a chance to not only show off Ben Davis High School, but also show off amazing choir talent on Saturday, February the 18th. Make sure to check that out. Our 2023 Indiana legislative session is well in session. Just another reminder to stay informed. We have linked a resource to this Parent Square message to help you keep track of the bills throughout this session, and to make sure to contact your legislators with your key issues and concerns. Well, that's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week for the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. Before we wrap up of this episode, I want to once again end with a quote from John Lewis. If not us, then who? If not now, then when? Thank you for the impact you make each and every day. And remember, I am Wayne. You are Wayne. We are Wayne. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.